This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush is warning journalists not to expect much more openness from the White House. The president spoke yesterday to the annual meeting of the American Society of Newspaper Editors. It was a chance for him to respond to criticism that his is an unusually secretive administration. NPR's David Green reports.
The newspaper editors convene at a Washington hotel each year, and they look forward to seeing the president. It's their chance to challenge him on whatever subjects they choose, and that usually includes the way government makes information public. Mr. Bush was introduced by a fellow Texan, Rich Oppel, editor of the Austin American Statesman, who was friendly but got right to the point.
Perhaps in our discussion today, you will speak to us about how you see over the years ahead the resolution of the tension between national security and an open society.
The president delivered brief remarks before taking questions, which turned quickly to that tension between security and openness. Who should bear the burden of proof, the president was asked, those seeking information or those asserting the need for secrecy? Mr. Bush said that so long as the United States is at war, his government will err on the side of secrecy when it believes lives are at stake.
Right after September the 11th, I was fully aware that the farther we got away from September the 11th, the more likely it would be that people would forget the stakes. I wish I could report that, you know, all is well. It's not. It's just not. It's going to take a while. What is better is that there's fewer Al-Qaeda, and we got them off balance, and we're continuing to press. And so long as, you know, people can be endangered by leaks, we just got to be real careful.
Mr. Bush tried to keep the mood light, cracking jokes about his views on journalists. This question came from Bill Sternberg of USA Today.
Your fellow Republican from Texas, Tom DeLay, has blamed the ethical controversy around him largely on bias by the liberal news media. Do you agree with him on that?
Of course not.
The president was also asked about Judith Miller of the New York Times and Matt Cooper of Time magazine. Both have risked jail to protect their sources in a case in which a CIA agent's identity was allegedly leaked by someone in the administration. The president sidestepped the question.
Why don't we let the courts decide that? You think I'm going there? You're crazy.
At this moment, Mr. Bush quickly turned to some Texas backslapping. He singled out Ken Herman, a reporter for the Austin American Statesman, whom he knows, and said in jest that he'd like to throw him in jail.
Right answer, Herman. If it were Herman, I would say lock him up.
The editors from around the country pressed the president to be reflective. Mr. Bush acknowledged for the first time that his push for changes in Social Security was not going all that well.
Frankly, I'm not a really popular fellow on Capitol Hill for talking about it. I recognize that. It's one of these issues that I think people would rather avoid than take on. I've written about this, I'm confident, the old third rail of American politics. If you touch it, you know, you don't do so well politically.
In answer to another question, he said he had quit trying to use email.
I don't want you reading my personal stuff. You know, there's got to be a certain sense of privacy. You know, you're entitled to how I make decisions, and you're entitled to, you know, ask questions which I answer. I don't think you're entitled to be able to read my mail between my daughters and me. And so I made an easy decision there. I just don't do it, which is sad, really, when you think about it. Everything is investigated in Washington.
And everything involves decisions. Mr. Bush left the editors laughing by saying he was still making up his mind between a fastball and a slider, two options for the first pitch he was to throw out for the Washington Nationals home opener last night. David Green, NPR News, Washington.